Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're really lying to ourselves when we're lying to each other, because we're members of it. And to be what people call a good liar, a proficient liar, you got to believe your own lies to really be convincing. How many can see how devilish all this is? This has got nothing to do with God. You have run off the tracks. Putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. And notice how this goes together. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. He mentions two big things that give place to the devil. And boy, the further I go, the more clearly I see it to be true. Lying and anger. This is how people let wrong spirits into their life. Lying and anger. And you'll see in these three types of ground, there are these two things. The wayside ground. They trod underfoot the word. They're lying to themselves that this is not important. They're not paying it attention. They're not treating it properly. The stony ground. They got offended. They got upset. They got hurt. They got mad and gave place to the enemy. The truth, if you'll be honest, if anybody will be honest, the first time it comes up, you know in your heart, it's not God's fault.
That's right.
All your mess and all your problems, right?
That's right.
But see, if you don't want the truth, if the truth comes to you and it's your fault, you've made a mistake, if you don't want to hear that, the devil goes, fine, I got something else for you. It's their fault. It's God's fault. It's the preacher's fault. It's your spouse's fault. They wouldn't help you. And if you get mad and you fume, you just opened up your life to the devil. You just gave place and invited the enemy in and said, tell me some more lies. And the more lies you believe, the madder you'll get, and the more bitter you'll get, and the more upset you get, and it will make your heart ground toxic.
Right.
And the word won't grow there, because it's a word of truth. And it grows in honest ground. True seed grows in true ground.
Yes.
Amen.
True heart. Be on the watch for temptation to lie and temptation to get mad. Because it's what the enemy uses to get access into your life and to make you toxic. Didn't the Bible say by a root of bitterness, a lot of people would be defiled? And you see it. I've seen a lie be told. And then it went from this one to that one. And then people get upset and they're up in arms about this thing that didn't happen. And then people's reputations are slandered. And this is the work of the devil. This is a strife and every evil work. Come on, can you see this? But the truth will make you free. Look, you need one more verse. Did you know it? 1 Timothy. I mean, you always need another verse, but talking about right now. Amen. Actually, it's 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2. We need this verse. Oh, praise God. Can anybody feel the truth?
Yes.
Is it wonderful?
Yes.
Is it good? Will the blood clean you up?
Yes.
Now, you may have been the biggest liar in the county for 40 years, which would be all the better testimony.
Right.
Come on, is that right? When you get sanctified and God cleans you up, and in a matter of months and a couple of years, people know, well, I'll tell you one thing about him or her. If they tell you, that's the way it is.
Right.
Never met a more honest person,
right.
Truthful person.
Yes.
You can change.
Yes.
I said, you can change.
Yes. Yes.
All of us have made mistakes.
Yes.
But let's repent. Repent doesn't just mean cry and feel bad. Repent means change.
Amen.
Change. let's make an adjustment. And let's love the truth.
Amen.
And hate a lie. I didn't say hate liars. I said hate a lie.
Amen.
And love the truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 25. I've prayed this prayer numerous times over individuals that were in a bad way. The way you get in worse and worse bondage is by rejecting truth. If somebody tells you, you know, you got a problem with this, you need to make some changes. If their response is, no, I don't, you're in trouble. If you don't change that, it's going to get worse. You're going to get more blind and more bound. If you humble yourself and go, you're right. This thing's gotten out of hand. I need to make changes right now. That's humility. That's honesty. The humble get grace.
Yes.
Grace means help. God will incline other people's hearts towards you. He'll put strength in you. Can you see this?
Yes.
But if you harden your heart, stiffen your neck, nothing's wrong with me. Well, you got problems too. You talking to me about mine? I'm okay. I got this under control. You're about to get way worse.
That's right.
It says, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will what? Give repentance is a gift. Give them repentance to what? To what? Acknowledging. Just because something's true doesn't mean you acknowledge it's true. Acknowledging of the truth. That's not the end of the sentence. Verse 26, and that they may what?
Recover.
It's possible to recover yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Without anybody praying for you.
Amen.
Without any kind of outside thing at all. What's it called? Repentance. Repentance. What's a big part of repentance? Acknowledging the truth. I messed up. I was wrong. I've done this and it's not okay. It's not right. Acknowledging the truth. And then, if we confess, the Lord said He forgives, He cleanses. Is that right? Recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. He's going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, can he just devour and mess up the lives of anybody anytime he wants to? No. No, no, no. How does he do it? People give him place. They give him place. Through lies, through anger, through pride. Next time you're tempted to tell something that's not right, bite your lip. Do you want to open the door to your life and say, come on in here, devil?
No,
no, you don't. Hiding a lie, even for years, means the enemy can stay and cause you problems. Even if you hide it from other folks. I know it's not pretty. But do you want to be free or do you want to be free?
Amen.
I'm getting all kind of looks across the crowd. I think I do. No, you do. You do not want the enemy to have a right to do stuff in your life.
That's right.
by hiding and covering lies. You don't want to do that. And when you're tempted, bite your lip. Quit talking. Shut it down. Or if you blurt it out and you walk away and you realize, I just lied to them. Be strong.
That's right.
And tell them.
That's right. That's right.
If you need to, call them on the phone. Or if you're still there, turn around and go right back and say, you know, that thing I just told you, yeah, it was a lie. Don't try to make it any better than that.
Right,
just
right.
What, did you know better? Yeah. Did you say something different what you knew was the truth? Yeah, that's a lie.
That's right.
Mr. Way, what will they think of me? Well, if you do this every other day, they probably won't think too good about that. But if it's not every day, they know themselves that they have said things that weren't right and might not have had the courage you just displayed. Y'all with me, friend?
Yes.
And if you'll do that every time you make that kind of mistake, it'll help break you from lying. Because the next time you're tempted, you'll go, I don't want to have to go back and tell them that I just lied to them.
Amen.
And you'll change. You'll stop yielding to it. And you'll grow in the truth. And in the anger thing, because that's the other thing he mentioned. When you start fuming, when you start getting so mad. We just read Jonah, didn't we?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Remember Jonah got so mad about that gourd? And the Lord asked him, you got a right to be so mad about this gourd? He said, I've got a right to be mad to death. How's Jonah doing at that point? He's not doing too good. When the Lord asks you, do you have a right to be mad about this? You should just go ahead and slide off your chair and start repenting. Because why is he asking you this? Why? You need to stop yourself. Be spiritual. Stop yourself and go, what am I doing? Why am I so angry about this? What is this to me? What right do I have to be so angry? And if you answer like Jonah, then you know there's a problem. Well, I have a right to be mad to death. You've missed it somewhere. You're opening the door to the enemy and saying, come on in. Cause me problems. We can cast all our cares over on the Lord. We can forgive people. You know, a whole lot of things, it's just none of our business.
Amen.
You'll be a lot happier if you learn that. A whole lot of things are just none of my business.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.